pretty much the moment we're all waiting for here at Caramel Jazz and Blues Radio. Each Tuesday about 5:14 p.m. we are joined none other by the jazz cat himself, Leroy Downs, as he brings in his list of and interviews of stellar luminaries of the jazz field. Today, it's not anything different. It is also another luminary, and I'll let Leroy Downs make the proper introductions. Take it away, Leroy.
Like to bring the best in jazz music on the air to talk to you, give them some insight in terms of their playing and what they do. With me today on Live with the Jazz Cat, I have the one and only Charnette Moffett. How you doing, Charnette?
It's great to be here. I'm doing finely well. How are you?
Beautiful, beautiful. How's the weather in Pennsylvania today?
A little dreary here, getting a little rain here up in the mountains where I am.
Oh, okay. No problem. The raindrops can't stop you.
Well, that's right.
Well, your mere name represents some of the most creative and free-thinking music that exists on the planet. I mean, growing up in such a musically rich environment, your concepts must have been way ahead of your peers.
Oh, absolutely. I was very fortunate to grow up around some masterful musicians, such as my father, of course, Charles Moffett, who's passed away in 97. And I got a chance to grow up in such a wonderful environment with some of the musicians that he played with, such as Ornette Coleman, Prince Lachey, Sonny Simmons, Bobby Hutcherson, and Buster Williams, who I saw as a youngster. And, it's just been a blessing to start out in something that you love and to still do something that you love 23 years later.
Yeah, man, that's absolutely wonderful. You know, I've never seen anyone take the bass and create such a dynamic sound using the bow. I mean, your solos speak with such precise rhythm. What inspired you to perfect and innovate virtually this new sound and technique on your bass?
Well, it's kind of an appreciation for Eastern music and, of course, Western music. You know, jazz is music based from the blues, and it all leads back to some historical point from the beginning of time anyway. So instead of separating the cultures, I think we should embrace them as we are as human beings.
I agree with that. Most people may not know what I'm talking about if they haven't seen you perform. When you play the bass, can you explain how you do your bow technique?
Well, actually, it's a classical technique. Had a chance to study at Juilliard years ago, and I'm still studying now because artistically, you're always searching for new ways to express off creative ideas. But it's a technique, kalingo is one of the terminologies used for it. It's basically taking the back of the bow and using it in a percussive way and getting the natural overtones from the harmonics that come from the sounds of the strings.
This is absolutely beautiful.
It kind of makes, you have like three sounds at once. So you have the percussive attack and then you have the overtones. But there's certain delicacy and a balance that one has to have in order to execute the technique properly so that you hear all three of the sounds as a unity.
Well, it sounds wonderful when you do it, man. So, and it's wonderful to look at, too, man. You know, you're it's a visual as well as an audible pleasure.
I appreciate it. I'm just always trying to look for new ways to discover new ways of getting sounds from your instrument. You know, the interesting thing about playing musically, Roy, is that as a composer, you're basically trying to get the idea across to the listener. So whether that comes in an orchestral standpoint or in a soloistic way that I may have done pieces like on Internet, which is the title piece of the CD, which is a solo piece, the most important thing for me as the composer is to make sure I execute the idea accordingly.
Well, you're listening to the great Charnette Moffett, bass player, right here on the show Live with the Jazz Cat. It's on the station, 1410 AM, KRML, Jazz and Blues Radio. Well, you've lived this music for your entire life. I mean, you play and continue to play with the best in the music. Legends, of course, like McCoy Tyner, Ornette Coleman, you mentioned, Tony Williams, Art Blakey. But you also play with your contemporaries as well, who are all the cats that are up on their game, Joshua Redman, Kenny Garrett, Michael Breckert, and many, many, many others. You were a child prodigy on the bass, so where do you go to get your influence or insight into new ideas for the music?
Well, I try to keep it simple, having an open mind. You know, once you allow yourself to be open to new information, there's always room to grow, and realizing that, you know, it's for the love of the music, you have to really challenge yourself as well. And, you know, it's do you realize that everyone's doing their part to bring some good vibrations on the planet?
Yeah.
And there's many styles of music other than jazz. So as long as it's a harmonious and a good vibration for me that's trying to do a part of bringing people together, that's the big picture here. As a musician, I'm getting that inspiration from all of our daily things that we deal with in our society, you know. So if you have the blues, you have the blues.
Yeah.
If you have that joy, you have that joy. And you find ways to express it musically where it relates to people.
Yeah. Well, you interchange electric and acoustic bass when performing and recording. Is there a preference, or do you just like to have as many options as possible for producing sound?
Yes, I think the options of producing sound is very important. There isn't a preference. It's really more or less the story that I want to share with my audience. You had mentioned, earlier about, the raindrops and so forth here, and there's a piece on the internet that's actually titled Raindrops.
Right.
For that particular composition, I found the fretless electric bass best suitable to execute the melody in the way that I wanted to share it with my audience. On another selection, like maybe PTL, Pray to Love, I thought the piccolo bass was more appropriate, which is basically the same as electric bass, but tuned an octave higher. So it's like the bottom four strings of a guitar. And then, of course, like a piece like Icon Blues, that's more traditional, where it's, influenced and inspired by people like Ray Brown.
Yeah. Well, you're listening to Charnette Moffett right here on Jazz and Blues Radio, 1410 AM. The show is called Live with the Jazz Cat, and my name is Leroy Downs. Well, the internet is about connecting and sharing with people all over the world. And some of the titles you just mentioned on your album, along with those such as Jubilant, Wishful Thinking, Happy Dreams, and of course, the tune that has Enjoy Your Life in it. They all seem to come from a sense of bringing people together, through the happiness in the music.
Well, that's what it's about, really. I mean, we have the technology, and where we're doing that now with our modern, sophisticated technology, and it's great to be able to incorporate those things, musically as well. I mean, that's what the concept of the CD is about, Internet. It's kind of a play on my name, entering the world of Charnette Moffett music.
Right.
But it's also, with the diversity that we have, we don't get a chance to record as often as we would like to. In other words, if it was left up to me, I would make it an album every day.
Right.
But it's the way the industry operates, it doesn't quite work that way. So internet gave me a chance to really kind of tap into different styles of music that I have thoroughly enjoyed listening to and performing throughout my 23-year career here, and share it with the my fans here who've really been supporting me for so long now, and I really totally appreciate it.
Well, you're still a young man.
That's right. Thank you.
a few of your albums have the net theme in them. There's Net Man, Network, and now, of course, the brand new disc that you were talking about, and we'll hear some music for them. Internet.
Which,
I've seen you perform some of these tunes live, and I think you should open up every sporting event with that rockish version of the Star Spangled Banner that you do.
Well, it's funny. I was just inspired by Jimi Hendrix, as I've been inspired by John Coltrane, and the Star Spangled Banner for me has become like playing a standard, as if I, a standard pop tune, as if it was my favorite theme or something. Because each time I perform it, Leroy, it just seems like there's always another place to go to, and I'm still discovering new things with my instrument and also with some of the effects that I'm using to create a sound like that from the acoustic bass.
Right.
So it's a joy, and now for me it's more of challenging myself and knowing where my reference point is of how far I'm taking something or when to hold back in other situations and deal with the function of the instrument.
Yeah, well, you play in more than just, you play jazz, of course, that's the love, that's what you're growing up in, but you always seem to bring in some other elements like the rock element or the classic element and incorporate those things in your music as well.
Well, yeah, I think it's about adapting to whatever environment that you may be around. I mean, music has certainly taken me around the world and certainly learned a lot from different places and cultures and meeting certain kinds of people, so, and all kinds of people, I should say. So I just want to play music that will agree with my own harmony, and hopefully that will give me an audience that's very diverse, just as the music is.
You're listening to Charnette Moffett right here on 1410 AM KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. The show is called Live with the Jazz Cat. This is Leroy Downs. Well, music has always been a family affair. I mean, you played with your father, Charles Moffett, on a few albums, one of them called The Gift, which was one of my favorite. I used to
listen. That's a beautiful album.
Yeah, it is. And at your performance here in Los Angeles at the Catalina Bar and Grill, you had Charles Moffett playing drums again.
Well, I had Charles Moffett's grandson playing drums, who happens to be my son, Charnette Moffett II.
Yeah.
And he was playing wonderfully. He's now a freshman at university here. And so he's now on his way to discovering new levels of his life. I have two children, 18 and 14. So I've started many things early in my life, and I'm very thankful to continue to grow myself as a human being, and let that be effective and be executed through my music.
Well, that's beautiful that you pass that on, you know, to your sons, because I know that your whole family is full of musicians.
Right, it's a tradition now. So, but the wonderful thing is that everyone can be themselves, and music can be enjoyed in many different capacities. You don't have to necessarily be, you know, perform or always have to be touring or things of that nature. I think if you really truly love it, I've enjoyed myself today practicing, you know, working on some new pieces that I'm writing now, just, you know, with no one around and just playing the instrument. So you just have to keep pushing forward and love what you're doing and be grateful and know that there's lots of new things that have yet to be discovered. And as long as you have the imagination to keep an open mind, then anything's possible.
Do you happen to have that instrument close by?
Not at the moment.
Oh, that would have been great. Hey, you know, you and I have a good friend together, Prince Lachey, another cat who's directly connected to the pulse of free thinking in the music, and I know you spent a lot of time around him as well.
Oh, it's fabulous. Whenever we perform with McCoy Tyner out in the Bay Area, which has just been a fabulous time for me the last few years out there performing at the Yoshi's, I get a chance to see my good friend Prince. And the music that my father and he made together during their time with the Firebirds, with Bobby Hutcherson and Busta Williams, was just absolutely marvelous. There's no other sound like it. So I think the wonderful thing that each artist has, whether it's Prince Lachey or Ornette Coleman or John Coltrane or whoever it may be, it's just a matter of sharing your voice and sharing your vision and developing your own identity. Unfortunately, sometimes we're in a marketplace where we're not always able to get promoted properly, and there's so many new discoveries as the music is evolving so fast that there's so many wonderful musicians of all generations that have really yet to be discovered. And I think that's the really wonderful thing about traveling. It really gives me a chance to seek out all of the wonderful musicians that are actually out there and available. And what I'm interested in doing right now at the moment is trying to create a new kind of music that would be able to incorporate many different kinds of music, regardless of what their background may be.
Yeah, beautiful. Like, as I mentioned a little earlier, that's kind of what the internet is all about, bringing the world together, and that involves music as well. Well, you know Ornette Coleman from both ends of the spectrum, you know, personally and musically. How would you best describe and break down his concept of harmelotics?
Well, it's allowing each person to express their own voice in their own key.
And I know that you did an album where you actually use that concept as well.
Well, yeah, on a piece like Wishful Thinking, absolutely. Or if you go to my previous album, For the Love of Peace, the actual song selection numbers is based off of the harmelotic concept.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
But, you know, we do a lot of that playing with McCoy Tyner as well. Even if we're playing in the form, sometimes McCoy will go on an extended run that will have nothing, you know, that will be away from the form, and then we'll just create a new form in an improvisational way, which is basically what's happening in, you know, harmelotic or creative free playing. I mean, people have different categories. I mean, well, not categories, different names for what their styles of music. But ultimately, it's everyone having their own lead simultaneously while they're supporting each other.
Yeah.
That's what it's really about.
That's pretty free thinking.
Yeah, that's pretty free thinking. My responsibility playing an instrument that covers the bass line is to make sure that the foundation is there, because without a foundation, you can't build on it.
Well, you know, there's nothing like the bottom, right?
That's right, but, you know, Paul Chambers had our bass on top.
That's right. Well, is playing with McCoy like taking a ride on the same train to a different destination every night?
Well, that's an incredible way of looking at it, you know, and I can totally identify with that. It's interesting because McCoy is so creative. The guy is unbelievable. I mean, to be around a masterful musician like I have with him for the last 6 years has been truly a blessing. It really has. And as you know, I was working with Ornette 9 years prior to that. So between the two of them, the last 14, 15 years of my life has been very interesting. And I've learned so much, and when you're playing with someone like McCoy, you kind of feel like you better come up with something to say, because, you know, here's a man who's on the stage every night with John Coltrane.
Right.
You know, and the effects of Train's band, that band with, Garrison, Elvin, and obviously McCoy, there's no other band like that. I mean, they've transcended music in such an advanced way. I'm so great to be a part of such a great history and to learn from it, and also to try to continue the legacy with my own vision and my own voice.
Well, playing with cats like that, man, I mean, you basically play with John Coltrane too, because, you know, all of the things that McCoy was doing, he's doing some things now, and he got those other things by developing his concept back when he was young, and now he's got it, and you actually are right there taking advantage of some of those same beautiful things, man. So, you know.
Well, the interesting thing about this American art form is that it's evolving rapidly. So, you know, you have to be very specific about jazz and really start getting pinpointed down to the eras of jazz. You know, people say, "Do you like jazz?" Someone says, "Yeah, of course I like jazz." But are they talking about, you know, from the era, from the big band era, from Benny Goodman? Or are they talking about the song they just may have heard of, maybe Kenny G? Or are they talking about Thelonious Monk? Or, you know what I mean? It's such a broad terminology, I think, now with the word jazz. And really, jazz is American music, is what we really need to deal with. And so I'm grateful that we live in a country that will allow us to be creative and express our ideas this way.
Yeah. Well, man, thank you for coming on and expressing your ideas and sharing your music with us. The brand new album is called Internet, and you can probably pick that up on the internet or at your local music store. We're going to play, Gary's probably going to play something from that right now, aren't you, Gary?
Absolutely. We're delighted to have the new CD Internet here with us, Charnette. And again, thank you very much for the terrific interview, Leroy.
Absolutely. Thank you, Charnette.
Thank you, Leroy, and thanks a lot, Gary.
Yeah, and those of you that would like to hear a replay of this interview, all you have to do is go to the website, www.thejazzcat.net, and you'll see a list of all the jazz luminaries, including this interview with Charnette Moffett. And I'm going to be tempted to play Star Spangled Banner, but I'm going to wait to the end of the show today. So you'll need to wait around and with bated breath and wait for that special edition of Star Spangled Banner by Charnette Moffett and his group on the new CD, Internet. I'm going to play the title track on their Internet right now, and you're listening to KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. The segment was Live with the Jazz Cat with Leroy Downs and Charnette Moffett, his guest today. And we'll be right back with more for Locals Only. Meantime, let's listen to the title track from the CD, Internet, with Charnette Moffett.